Cute Code, Wood Elf, and Mythical present Ronstadt, starring Rhett MacLachlan and Link Neal, created by Jonathan Straley and Brandon Bestenheider. Episode 2, Listen Like Thieves.
Hello, listeners. Be advised the show uses immersive audio. It may seem like sounds are coming from around or behind you. Please use caution when operating a motor vehicle. The following episode contains depictions of violence that may be triggering for some audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
So, that call last night?
Help me!
It was, what's the word? Freaky. But today is a new day. As the city wakes and heads to work, I head home. Despite the terror of last night, despite mounting evidence, there's much more to this world than Taco Tuesdays and must-see TV. I can't help but feel pumped that my life might be changing.
Attention, the 201 to Palmdale.
Thanks. Hey, everybody. Have a seriously spectacular day. Yep, things could be looking up. See? Just found a buck.
Holla, fiddy-dolla, brother.
I'll take that. And when I look back up, something better than a buck.
I'm gonna miss my train, gonna miss my shit.
A girl. And get this, she's human. No rack of antlers or face full of fangs. Not a drop of slime trailing behind her. She's got a heartbeat, I think. The checklist is better than that. Pretty, spunky. She's even wearing a pink blazer. Pink like my phone at the gig. Is it a sign?
You never know, brother.
Seems like I haven't approached or waved to or smiled at a girl since, well, I was collecting puffy stickers and on a steady diet of Lunchables. I should say hello. Suddenly, my crater nearly folds me in half, and I spot something rather unfriggin' classifiable. Remember the Fry Guys? Those McDonald's critters? Basically mops with googly eyes, twiggy legs? Well, there's pretty much a mutant version of that jogging this way. I see it. Anyone else? No? Sweet. The bastard's looking right at me. I clam up, go silly. And now, I'm face to face with the girl in the pink blazer.
Whoa, you okay? What is happening here?
She's talking to me. But my expression looks like I'm getting an eye full of monster. Because I am.
Oh my god, is this a seizure? Oh, a stroke! Can we get like a doc over here?
Ronstadt, you dick! Wait, the Fry Guy's running off. Now say something, and really, make it count.
Duh.
South of downtown LA, it's gonna be a real scorcher out there. Try to stay cool if you can.
You hear it, Zamora?
I don't hear anything, Mr. Lash.
The shadows, they're returning from the hunt.
Must say, the power to free your own shadow and sick it on the world almost makes me wish I was one of your shadow mancers, Mr. Lash.
Almost?
Well, look at them. Down on their knees, lost in a trance, they seem so vulnerable.
Not with you standing guard. Maybe there's no magic in your bones, Amora. But your dedication to the fine art of ass-kicking puts us all at ease.
What's his problem? Thought reunions were painless.
Reniger's shadow must have taken a hit.
It did, Shadow Master. We were lured into the street, and then this truck. This light.
Sounds fascinating. Just tell me you still managed to have a productive night. How many did you mark?
I never got the chance. I was weakened.
No, Reniger. You're just weak. Melva.
I marked 2, Shadow Master. The first was no fun whatsoever. Some beer-soaked mutt passed out on his couch. But the second fellow, he soiled himself and screamed like a baby for his mummy. Could have listened to that for hours.
Cocteau.
3 little piggies I branded Shadow Master. All of them real squealers.
Only 5, then. Poor showing for the first hunt. If our employer gets wind, we're falling behind.
I don't see why we have to be afraid. They need us.
Reniger, they could reduce you to an easily removable carpet stain with a single thought.
Get it through your heads, all of you. There's nothing typical about this mission. I might be forced to break tradition and join the hunt myself. Proceed as if your whole life has been building to this moment, because trust me, it has.
Working nights, I gotta sleep days. But my broken air conditioner, this heat wave, in my embarrassment over my lame move at the train station. Have teamed up to keep me awake. 15. 16.
17. 18.
19. And yep, 20, I tried counting sheep, but my brain always coughs up something 20, hideous to eat them. 23. Oh well, all the more time I get to spend with myself. Maybe it's bad for your health always flying solo. I'd love to have someone to mix it up with. Heck, I'd love to be in love. Till then, I settle for this. Visits from my landlord, Gus Twitty. I live above his garage.
Hey, Ronstadt, get a room.
No, Gus, you get a room. We're not giving each other static. That's just our go-to greeting. Gus is a semi-retired actor who once starred in a short-lived sitcom from the 90s titled, what else? Get a Room.
Get a room. We got what you need. Get a room. You can do those dirty deeds. Get a room. Ooh, get a room.
Get a Room was taped before a live studio audience.
The show followed the horny misadventures of a young hotel staff falling over themselves to service a revolving door of guests. Gus played Dugan, the bellboy with a heart of gold and a boner of steel.
I brought your Chinese food, Mrs. Moffat.
Well, here's 10 for the takeout and 20 for the makeout.
Jeez, Mrs. Moffat, you have got the biggest tips around.
Sometimes I get the feeling I'm playing a part, too, and losing myself in it. Except there's no studio audience cheering me on.
Whoa, it is hot in here. I apologize, man. That damn air conditioner.
How's the fix-it job? We close?
Few more days, man. Few more days. You know how it is, waiting on parts. Meantime, been cleaning the garage, found you some tasty goods. What?
Gus hands me a box of random electronics, most of which haven't been relevant since Get a Room was getting his ass throttled by Home Improvement on Tuesday nights.
Bunch of stuff here, bro. Fax machine, computer, well, word processor.
This is what Gus does. He doesn't fix anything. Sink, fridge, window. He just tries to buy me off with junk he was gonna kick to the curb anyway.
Ooh, and that VCR is totally boss. Foreheads, automatic tracking, that Japanese engineering? The only way to check out Get a Room, all four episodes. Get a Room.
It's cooler out here than it was in the pad. But even in the middle of everything, I'm still alone.
Hola! Welcome to Super Chalupa. What looks delicious, muchacho?
I'll go with the quattro, extra sour cream. Cool. Wasn't always this bad. Used to have friends, I think. Whatever happened to the real hairy kid that was good at basketball? Or the rich girl who'd only date karate champs? What was her name?
Yami, my friend.
Well, yeah. So the voice that made a home for itself inside my skull, the one I hear loud and near, I call it Head Vox. Sometimes it helps me.
Look out for the bike messenger!
Thanks. Other times, he's a bit much.
Did you know the amount of milk fat that must be present in sour cream is no less than 18%?
Can I just enjoy my chalupa? Still no clue where the voice came from, why it's here, or if it'll ever take a hike.
Where else would I go, brother?
Cutting a path to the call center again, it occurs to me that my most intimate relationship outside of my own head is with Barbie, and she's a plastic phone.
Shit, 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 gonna miss my train, gonna miss my train, gonna miss my train!
Hey, it's her again. The girl in the pink blazer. What are the odds?
1 in 10 million!
Now this must be a sign. I mean, it's the night of the big dance, and I'll gag on this moment to the day I die unless I march over to the punch bowl and say hello. Nothing can stop me. Oh no, that sound again. The mutant fry guy.
Excuse me. Hi there. Do you know how to get to Disneyland?
Oh.
Wow, looky here. You have the nicest eyes. Yes, you do. And I see them peeping at my jean jacket. Is this something else or what? These are my cat patches. All across the back of the jacket, too. Orange kitty is Seymour. Gray one here is Hildegard.
Lady, I'm
and
trying to...
have names for all of them except this calico. She's my new addition.
I just...
You didn't ask, did you? Sorry. Disneyland? Maybe you could just point to it on my map.
She's gone.
I'm right here, sweetie. Behind the map. Peekaboo!
No. Pink blazer. A special girl. You ruined the big dance.
Big dance?
Gah! Oh, gah! Oh!
Oh my.
Cat jacket lady almost jumps out of her shoes. And so do I. Cause those nice eyes of mine, not so nice anymore. I catch my reflection.
Wah!
My eyes have lit up, glowing like hot embers. My adrenaline pounds. I go into survival mode, jam my sunglasses on my face, and bolt.
911, what's your emergency?
Sir, try to remain calm.
EMS professionals are on the way.
Eyeballs are still smoldering under my glasses. If I can just make it to my office without...
Hey, Ronstadt! Ronstadt!
Somebody's stopping me.
Ah, sunglasses inside. Bold. So, tomorrow?
He sounds like he's gonna invite me to something. Don't invite me to something.
My friend's band is playing tomorrow night, and I got an extra ticket.
Can't, man. I'm working.
You're off. I checked the schedule.
I'm supposed to be. Tool must be dicking with my hours again.
Hey, the band? They're really cool. Sort of punky, sort of funky.
Would I know their tunes?
They do a fun cover of that Pina Colada song.
They got a Mai Tai song?
Huh?
Thanks, Estevez, but my ears, man. All these phone calls, I gotta give them a breather every now and then.
Okay. But my friend in the band, she's the one I told you about. The one who's all over that supernatural stuff. I don't know. Maybe people like you get together and your heads explode. But that could be a good thing.
Next time. Man, Estevez is thumbs up. Hope he doesn't think I'm a middle finger. Maybe I'll give him a nickname. And my eyes. This latest symptom of me being an Uber freak better cut bait soon. Barbie won't stay quiet, and is quickly shaping up to be one of those kind of shifts.
It's the plumbing. It's cursed or something.
Cursed plumbing.
Right. See, the water is all wrong. It's backwards. Like, instead of getting me clean, it makes me dirtier and dirtier and dirtier and dirtier.
I'm thinking you should call your super.
I'm an average-looking guy, you know, okay, not bad, but I'm telling you, I find this pair of overalls at the thrift store, and every time I slip them on, I turn into a total stud. Super handsome. But when I strip them off, whomp, back to my plain old self.
And this girl you met, who apparently doesn't mind that you're always wearing overalls, now she wants to...
Yeah, she wants to, and I want to, but what am I gonna do?
Not sure if this guy is on the level, and not sure if it matters. You can't stay stuck in those bad boys forever. I say you trot out the truth, pal. Whatever happens next is up to her. I take a time out and unearth a snack from the break room counter. I'm three bites in and still can't tell if it's a cookie or a crab cake when this mother drops on my desk.
I just wanted to make a connection. I didn't mean for this to happen.
You can tell me.
Well, the noises came from upstairs, as usual. Feet shuffling, doorknobs twisting, water splashing in the sink. I should have left it alone like every other night, but something came over me. I climbed the steps, quietly as I could. My bedroom door was shut, and I never shut it. I live alone. So I held my breath, counted to three in my head, and opened the door. And there it was. There she was, hovering in the middle of the room. A woman close to my age, looking like she was made of moonlight. I could see her wrists were cut open. She was studying them, puzzled, like she didn't understand how they'd gotten that way. I finally exhaled. And that's when she looked up at me. That's when she let out the awful scream still ringing in my ears. She was so afraid. Afraid of me. She streaked through the window. And now... this place feels so empty. I feel so empty. It was comforting to know that there was a presence in the house, any kind of presence. But it's all ruined again.
Again?
I've always seen them. I called them the glitter people when I was a child. But I've never been able to make a lasting connection with any of them. That goes for the so-called real people, too. Nobody ever sticks around for very long, and I guess I can't always blame them. Difficult committing to somebody who forever has an eye on things you've got no reason to believe in.
I get an overwhelming feeling this really is an emergency. That this lonely woman desperately needs to make a connection. Needs someone to believe her.
What you must think of me. I won't take up any more of your time.
No, don't hang up. I don't think anything. I mean, of course I do, but it's not what you think. Listen.
Ronstadt, someone keeps leaving their filthy coffee mugs in the sink. That wouldn't happen to be you, would it?
Hey, see this talkie thingy in my hand? I'm not ordering pizza here.
Really? I'll tell you what. I'll leave you alone if you lose those sunglasses, hotshot.
Shit, almost forgot. My eyes. Oh, man. Oh, screw it. I peel off the glasses. Real slow.
There. Okay. Now you can go back to your emergency call.
Zap, dap, dap, it ee.
Huh. Got lucky for a change. No more nuclear eyes.
Who is that?
What? Sorry, ma'am. That was somebody who doesn't believe me. What I started to say before, you're not alone. I'm here, and I know what you're dealing with. And I know it's real.
How?
Because those glitter people, I see things like that too. And I have no idea why or what to do with it.
You're telling me the truth, aren't you?
Never learned how to do the other thing.
Can you stay with me just a little while longer?
We keep each other company for a few more, and talking to the lonely woman gets me thinking. Maybe when you fight through life and no one's there to actually see you throwing punches, it's like none of it even happened. Deep, right?
Very deep, brother.
I reheat my mystery snack. And with my eyes back to healthy, my mind sick from the thought of being alone.
Yeah. No. The big box on wheels with the blinking lights? That's the ambulance I told you I was sending? No. They're not gonna do experiments on you. They're nice people. Hello? I think everybody's going crazy.
Vez, two questions.
Huh? Oh. Shoot, stat.
Don't ever call me that again. Remember how I blew off that invite to see your friend's band?
I do. It was an hour ago.
Well, I'm going.
Are you kidding? I was gonna keep bugging you till you did. What's the second question?
Is this a cookie or a crab cake? The following night, me and Vez roll up to the club.
Can I see some IDs?
We grab some drinks.
Mai Tai and an IPA coming up.
Post up near the front.
This is gonna kick ass. Where do you see Faye pound the skins, man?
And lo and behold, when the band finally takes the stage, the drummer, Vez's friend, Faye.
How you doing, everybody? We are Dot Polka.
She's the girl in the pink blazer from the subway.
What did you say? Let's go backstage.
Okay.
Faye's in the corner on the arcade game. Ooh, Double Dragon. Go play with her.
Oh, no. It's crowded.
Come on, man.
Yeah? All right. Excuse me.
Okay, man. Yeah.
Ooh, how high is your hair?
I make it through the swamp. She doesn't look up. Hey.
Hey. You any good?
Never played this one.
Join me. Jump in. Game over.
Already?
Afraid so. You died three times. Actually, four. Took my last life.
Hot start, Ronstadt. She finally looks up at me.
Wait a minute.
I know what's coming next.
You're the dude from the subway. Are you always that weird?
Good chance. Actually, I think I was dehydrated or something.
You literally said, duh. I mean, not sarcastically, and you didn't just say the word. The actual noise came out of your mouth.
Duh.
Yeah, I specialize in first impressions.
So, how is it we meet again?
Oh, I came with Estevez. This is it. The moment I usually run away. But if I twist that doorknob, I know what's on the other side. Dancing with myself. So let's do this instead. Saw this joint has a roof deck. And a hilarious thing happens.
Cool.
We hit it off.
I wasn't trying to be a jerk about the duh thing. It was actually spectacular. I'm Faye, by the way.
Ronstadt. So, what else do you do? I think I heard the band isn't full-time.
Well, when I'm not banging my drums, I write for this tabloid, The Weekly Whisper.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it in the checkout lane. Exploding lobsters make Detroit their bitch, or something.
Exploding lobsters invade Detroit. Not my story, but you've got the gist.
So, how does one approach scribing a tabloid article?
Scribing? Ooh. No, I mean, while I'm totally convinced there's some real deal weird stuff out there, I mostly just make a bunch of shit up. It's fun.
Creative freedom. And what are the hot sellers for the Weekly Whisper?
Oh, alien headlines, anything UFO, Area 51. Oh, super smart babies, like a baby who does algebra or predicts the weather. Anytime you combine an animal with a human, the numbers just shoot through the roof. I mean, I wrote a story about this half-man, half-otter who worked as a crossing guard, you know, helping school kids cross the street. Biggest issue in 5 years.
People love a feel-good story. What kind of animal would you mix with me?
With that spiky high hair of yours, gotta go porcupine.
Prickly.
Don't read into it. It's just the hair.
Could someone stick this chat under a microscope, run some tests? Pretty sure the data will show chemistry.
All right, Bretta.
Faye shoots for the restroom. I shoot for the bar. Refills. Mai Tai and a vodka tonic.
Coming right up.
But as I'm crossing the roof deck, a sound. That sound. From above. From the call. Shadow. I feel funky, wobbly. My eyes go bright again, like a strobe at first, then many lighthouses in my head. I fumble for my sunglasses, slam them back on.
Come on, man. You cool?
Cool, totally. Plowing into people, straight up smacking some fool's Jack and Coke to the street below.
Hey, buddy, you're buying the next round.
Won't say you're sorry, man.
Sorry. I'm just hoping the line in the girls' bathroom is long. I barely managed to steady myself by hugging a heat lamp when...
Hey, sunglasses at night.
Oh, I suddenly got chilly. I thought I'd warm up.
Crappy news. I have to go. Sorry. Lost track of time. Got an article due in the morning. Have to pull an all-nighter. But, here. I rolled a poster for you. Autographed it. You're welcome.
Bummer. I had a total blast.
Me too. Ooh, hit me with a headline. For my article, you know, I need to come up with something. What you got?
Okay, how about Porcupine Boy Meets Drummer Girl?
That's it?
That's the headline. Hopefully, there's a story.
Rap-a-bap-a-boom. Night, Ronstadt.
Can you help us out? We'll take anything that folds, jingles, or eats. Larry, when are you gonna learn? People driving by can't hear you. Too busy listening to their Spice Girls CDs and shit.
Spice Girls CDs? Jeez, Jonesy. You really have been on the street a minute.
Why don't we move to a spot where there's some real foot traffic, huh? No. Not a chance. The underpass is home. Solid roof over our heads. Nobody to bother us.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
The fire's almost dead.
Let it die. You can't be cold on a night like this.
You know my core temperature runs low. Be a pal. Do the thing. Comma. Just one little snap of the fingers.
Oh, man. All right.
You and your core temperature. Oh, man, I won't ever understand how you do that.
Yeah, I guess I won't either. But I'll be damned if it doesn't just wear me out.
I'm gonna hit the sack, buddy.
Okay, yeah. Just don't hog the whole tent. I ain't sleeping on the couch again.
Yeah.
Huh?
Who put out my fire?
Sorry, what are you doing? Wait.
My eyes eventually shut off. With any luck, for good. And since my last drink ended up under some dude's Air Jordans, I thought I'd hit the hula shaker. It's humming as usual. So many faces and only one on my mind. The one on the poster rolled up next to me. Can't help taking another look. Hold it. Faye didn't just sign her autograph. She also scribbled down her phone number.
Whoa. Easy not so, big fella. You just killed that Mai Tai like it was a public enemy.
Guess I'm excited, Monty. I mean, it's not a guess. I am excited. Yeah, pretty sure I'm excited.
What's got you worked up tonight? Don't tell me. Frankenstein dropped the puck at the Kings game.
Funny. No. I met a girl. And she's not like you.
What, she's straight?
No, I mean, I assume. But she's also a believer. She believes in the WTF part of this world.
So you're in love?
Love? I don't know about that. Am I making love out of nothing at all? Maybe. Love is a battlefield. What's love got to do with it? I want to know what love is.
Ronstadt, you're rambling. Those are cheesy song lyrics. When are you seeing her again?
I don't know. I really want to. But do I deserve to? I mean, am I made of anything even close to relationship material? Not exactly a slab of stability.
And what makes you think the lady is looking for stability? Give her a chance to make up her own mind.
Monty? Sometimes I wish you were the other voice in my head.
Come on! Why would you say that?
That's sweet of you to say. And also super weird.
I retire a few more Mai Tais, then bounce when I still can. Without being carried. I tell Monty she's the best in the biz and slip out the back door into the alley. Son of a... my poster! Caught in the door. Maybe I can just... You dick! It's ruined! And the part with... Faye's number? Stuck on the other side.
It won't do you any good there, Monty.
You think? Monty! Monty! She must be in the cooler. Of course, I need to pee now. Marvelous development.
Pour the tin!
Boy, your commentary is terrific. Monty! I'll walk around front. Wait, is that...
Howdy.
Her again. Tourist from the station who saw my eyes on fire. Strange she isn't running the other way. Listen, I hate to delay your flume ride, but I have no idea how to get to Disneyland.
That's just fine.
And anyway... pretty sure Donald Duck is in bed.
It's all good, mister.
Oh, I'm a mister now. I was a sweetie before. Shit. We're serious. You don't really want to get to Disneyland, do you?
No. I'd like to talk to you.
Talk to... Holy... Not again.
Hey, I'm not going to hurt you.
What is happening to me?
I think you're sparking. Just calm down.
Can't stop. Hands are twitching like a couple of smack addicts. Eyes blazing like high beams on a monster truck.
Sorry, stranger. Left me no choice.
Ice! Shooting from her fingertips. Am I supposed to be cool with that?
You're supposed to be at 90 and 6 degrees, brother.
A little underdressed for this. I'm freezing. Can't move. I still have to pee.
stars Rhett McLaughlin and Link Neal, with Clay Bennett, Holly Jade, Tobias Jelinek, Jonathan Medina, Paul Vinson, Raul Ceballos, Tanji Ambrose, Michael Cienfuegos, Diane Louise Salinger, Mark DiCarlo, Stevie Wynn-Levine, Renee Mujica, Jenna Purdy, Richard Epcar, Brandon Parbs, Christina Klieb, Sarah Rodenbaugh, Jeffrey Kennedy, Tom Ayers, and Michael Edwin. Created by Jonathan Straley and Brandon Bestenheider. Written and directed by Jonathan Straley and Brandon Bestenheider. Executive produced by Rhett McLaughlin, Link Neal, Stevie Wynn-Levine, Mallory Schwartz, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Chris Ferguson and Andrew Levine. Produced by Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez and Marlena Ma. Co-producers Jacob Moncrief and Michelle Zarate. Associate producer Jenna Purdy. Supervising producers Sandra Yi Ling and Shin Yin He Yu. Original music and composition by Mike McGinnis. Q-Code head of music, Darren Johnson. Q-Code head of mixing, Ben Milchev. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Ben Milchev, and Neely Oftering. Edited by Ainsley Baldwin. Sound design by Umberto Corte. Sound mix by Eugenio Battaglia. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Liam Hoops. Welfare worker, Valerie Pritzlaff. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Noronha. Additional editing by Matthew Smalley. Sound effects editing by Christophe Classe and Alex Lara Peralta. Production coordinators, Brandon Weisner and Anna Basha Yokum. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production assistants, Nathan Yan, Bailey Grayson, and Jillian Avenas. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chen Liu. Produced in association with Oddfellows Post. Ronstadt is a Q-Code, Wood Elf, and Mythical production.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy Lavallee.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.